It is through embarking upon the stages of the path, one then gain to the state of one then gain the state of enlightenment. So speaking about, you know, embarking upon the stages of the path, how can one really begin with? So then there are three persons or the three scopes are given. The individual who are actually embarking upon those the spiritual path. That's a small scope, the practitioner of small scope, middling scope, and then great scopes. So, and then how can the individual, transcend from small scope to middling scope and middling scope to great scope? It is through training of one's mind. It is through purification of one's, what we call, the negative state of mind. In other words, it's also known as the afflictions or the delusions. By means of overcoming the gross level of delusions, one will then transcend oneself to the higher state. And then, and that particular higher state, then one engages in the practice that becomes a direct remedy for the respective negative thoughts and emotions or the afflictions. Then one, you know, and it turns to the next path and so on. So this is how the stages of path, the process of the stages of the path, one embark upon. And then finally, the final objective for one's embarking upon the spiritual path is to gain the complete state of enlightenment.
And the Kurong Lulidi Jiki Jiki Jini, Rodi to Bokandu Jiki Laki 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 Jini, and they are Ram Miki, and Hanin Namu, little Yamu Bagi Sai, Dimaki, Chin Rondi Guru. That number Sanji was only Jundi Digi, and then Digi Medus, and Tindy Jolly and Sugar, Toma Maripas and Rondi Singing, Toma Maripas, Ramu, Ransu to Patanjing and Logi do, then.
So here it says the practitioner, the first embark upon the path of small scopes, and then transit oneself to the middling scope and then the great scopes. So in the beginning, as ordinary beings or the initial practitioners, we are all, you know, tormented by the three kinds of sufferings. and the suffering of change, and pervasive suffering. So those are the three kinds of sufferings. We remain under the power of those three kinds of suffering as sentient beings. And so this suffering will always within with us, even if we, transcend from this life to another life. As long as you are unable to, unable to purify your karma, negative karmas and delusions, and suffering will always follow us. So if one, transcends from this life to another life, and, whatever the propensities or the imprints of one's actions is kept within one's consciousness will carry, and then this the fruits of those one's actions will ripen in one's future life, and probably a very next future life, as well as the subsequent next life and so on. So we will carry that, and this is how we take a rebirth in an uncontrollable, what we call the uncontrollable rebirth, propelled by delusion and karma, and we have no choice over one's rebirth. So why this is happening is because of those ignorance, the root cause of all those delusions and suffering, which is what we call the ignorance. And so it is the ignorance that propel our rebirth, our future rebirths. And so now the Buddha's unique teachings is to overcome this, counteract this ignorance and gain the state of enlightenment. So the essential teachings of the Buddha is to understand who we are, understand one's own nature of one's mind. This enables you to overcome your ignorance. So then one will, begin to venture onto the path that leads to liberations or the freedom.
ဒီကနေ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကဘာလို့ဒီကနေ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကဘာလို့ဒီကနေ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကဘာလို့ဒီကနေ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကဘာလို့ဒီကနေ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကဘာလို့ဒီကနေ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကဘာလို့ဒီကနေ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကဘာလို့ဒီကနေ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကဘာလို့ဒီကနေ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကဘာလို့ဒီကနေ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကဘာလို့ဒီကနေ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကဘာလို့ဒီကနေ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကဘာလို့ဒီကနေ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကဘာလို့ digumari. Nijimini kaba giti even digua your mari tari machi and shuti gini jiya kono figi cha chama de gulitene to gure. Ta gili la jigi ligi tempen padu to the padu gichawa ti de. And the joy is in the gee ligging the wood, ha, man, hammers and work on Rochigi. The tati, none other, making arm the hindi chigi, you know. The creature is the Pamani, Kotano, Kunzusuna, and the Pamani Kotano, Pamani no Kotano, Meganaki, the Manduna, Pamani Kota, the new Nipuria, your Mari. Meganaki, the Zoom, the Nakonaki, the Doos, you know, Kobanaka, the Kokonaki, Joan, the Naki, the Magi. Kutan is soon, and I do sit in the poor at Jess. Pamani Kutan, the Kugi Ludi Regressary, and not in the Conondon. One does it in Melina, what does it give you? Painted like Gili Pambachi.
So, as we talked about earlier, that our the rebirth or our next life is propelled by the delusion and karma. And so, now here, having said that, you know, how can we then really know that, you know, our life, you know, afterlife, you know. So, when we, you know, pass away from this life, and this physical body will left behind, it is, this will be either, you know, buried under the you know, ground or cremated, and however, in that particular time, the actual person, he or she, is said to be dead or no. And the question we may ask the question: so, because this particular the body of the person becoming unconscious. Because the consciousness is left this body, so therefore there's no consciousness in this body. The body is left like a rock, and there's nothing, none of those conceptions or the mental factors and so on are present with the body. So it's all those consciousness, mental sense, you know, sense consciousness are completely seized, and the mental consciousness is left. And so, therefore, it is just only a body that's left. And so, this is the body that we normally, when we talk about the I, for instance, myself, as a Gishi Ajang, it's normally imputed upon my body. And thinking, looking at my body as myself. Not only the other people define me as a Ishi Tsundu by looking, by you know, projecting upon my body, but also my myself. When I talk about myself, and I just say I am completely having the idea of the body that represent I. So, however, it is a mistaken way of understanding I. I, or the subtle level of I and the consciousness, will never cease to exist. It will travel one life to another life. So, therefore, the body, the gross level of body is left behind, and then the consciousness will then travel from one life to another life. The first, after death, the individual's the consciousness will take a rebirth within what we call the intermediate state, or the bardo, which is the lifespan of the bardo is said to be 49 days. And then after the 49 days, the individual will then take a rebirth, whatever the rebirth, within the six realms, three upper realms and three lower realms. And if one has if one is, you know, engaged in the positive deeds or the virtuous deed during one's lifetime, then one will take a rebirth within the three high realms or the upper realms, the human, deva, and demigods. And if one is engaged in negative actions during one's lifetime, as a result, one will take a rebirth within the three lower realms or the unfortunate realms, which is unfortunate realms of animal realms or hell realms and preta realms. So those are the six kind of realms that we take a rebirth uncontrollably, and we have no choice over this. And so now if we really, you know, if we genuinely seek for a fortunate rebirth in one's future life, then it is only the practice, it's only the positive actions or the wholesome actions will become an actual cause for giving rise to a future, fortunate future rebirth. So we spoke about the lifespan of the Bardo beings is 49 days. So it is not necessarily, again, you know, for the Bardo beings can live till 49 days. They might find their rebirth after 7 days or the 14 days or 29, 21 days and so on. Because each 7 days, they, you know, have a new rebirth in the Bardo realms, each and every 7 days. So therefore, Tibetans would always, particularly not only a Tibetan, I think overall the Buddhists, you know, the countries or the people who practice the Buddhism would actually perform excessive, you know, very profound rituals and prayers every after 7 days of the person's, for the deceased ones, so that the prayers and their practice will really help them to have a fortunate, you know, rebirth in a fortunate realms. It is for this purpose they engage in the practice and performing the rituals and so on. So there are individuals, the Bardo individuals who take a rebirth after 7 days, maybe after 14 days and 21 days, but they will never, you know, their lifespan is no longer than 49 days.
So Didek city, Kadi, Pena, another Gimandu Kindi to Gumar, and the Kundu was a better. And the Maji, Kiag, City, Tedder Zone, and the Kuroki and the Zari, San Rabaji, and again the person in the Gigi, Dumin, the Gigi, and you thought the Zona, and the Kalendo, Kuno Pumba, the Zupumba, the Uni, Kumaki, and the Pinky, Yagin, the Guard of Kaya Maji, and Kinder Kigalagan, Kina, the Mada, and the Jindu, the Pinky Neral Masandu, you said.
So then, Yob was speaking about, you know, taking a rebirth within the higher realms. So even if one has taken a rebirth within the higher realms, it is still within the samsari existence or unenlightened existence, even if one take a rebirth within the deva realms. You are not still, you know, reached beyond this unenlightened existence. We are within the boundary of unenlightened existence. And so the existence of that you will have a very, luxurious existence, the experience of the luxuriousness in the deva realms, but this will not last forever. At some point, when the causes for sustenance of one's life within the deva realms is exhausted, then such an individual will then take a rebirth, again fall back to the lower realms. In the worst case, even in the hell realms, it says. So, regardless of where you take rebirth, even within the upper realms, the high realms, so long as you are unable to seized your root cause of your sufferings and delusions, you will still again fall back to the lower realms, particular lower realms, and in the worst case, in the hell realms as well.
Oh, the Najib, that's Zumba de Mibachide, Ha, my mea, my elhama index is that. Take it in a half here at the neck, Hama in his and the Baji, Yoni, Yoni, me, Tonji, me, and the Chigi, Hama, and Haya, my mare, make his Chigi, and he's at it. But the art, the Kugi, the Tilhai, Mamiko, the D, Chigi, and Ayaki, and Domont, and those Jenny, and those Jacono, Tessin, that is Dora Mondabaji, and that is Pombo, the Indian, and Rajmati, Jeremy, is at
it. So there's another half upper realm, which is called the demigod realms, and there's one existence, which is again, which belongs to the higher rebirths. Again, this too is, suddenly not, freed from sufferings, and it is still within the samsaric existence or the unenlightened existence.
Tak megi ini sahaja yang anda cenderung pernah berusaha melalui sesi drama dan ini mini dipaji jenis sesi yang dapat jisai tanda ciri umar. Marum baca itu melangkau ke tuan asal drama itu cium rancu ini sehingga tuan kalau cuci itu begini tuan dapat dah asal drama dah mana dipaji mungkin cuci orang dipaji sehingga kangkang jisai itu sahaja hari ini mini jodoh jodoh cium ni tanda cium sama ni. Oh tanda cium sama dulu cuci ada ke. Oh, Nandro singing it. Then Nandro did Maggie, did the giddy, gave the Maggie, the Maggie, leaking table to la. And then Ross Jutun and the Nandro sent him. And then ha, and then now I don't do some charge him at the next year. And now I didn't know what now I don't do so much. And now I don't do so much. And now I did not see any. And if you put him on Bochi Lamar and the Pachu Kumano song, I do but do it. And Maggie, Lisa, the Maggie, leaking table to la. Satelling on the central McGee Lisa and the metal to the general and you teach what? Dean, you would tell you do that you couldn't know good. And then now I know I'm the person of Giando now doing it here and I came up to my second. It doesn't get on good so good. You're watching and choosing a little and do other particle and yard or tenage. And now I did. And you're darting, you're dancing and then. Kanama tuci ni mondoke, togo cimbu, ane kendi paye kena dah jigi dah jeng, nampak tak? Tiada sesuatu yang ada cecah, semen, dan bahan-bahan itu ni mungkin tuah, tīngri zhāna dhṛṇāp chāyate shēmāna dhāta kāngā dhāla nāma mēyī nungara kārī yitukla dhūtsi chēne hini kuru dhīpā chēta nā yīcī mēgī līgī dhīpā tāla o nāvā yadā tīngru chāvā chāmā dhā nāvā yadā tīngru sūn chēgirī.
So, as a result of, one's negative deeds, negative actions, then one will take a rebirth within the law realms, the three law realms, which we talked about earlier, the hell realms and the preta realms and the animal realms. So if we were to speak about this, the sufferings that hell beings undergoing, it is inconceivable. It's something that cannot be comprehend. We cannot fathom how much sufferings that hell beings are undergoing. And this is not very, again, short period of time. If one has taken a river within the hell realms, and it is the one will, remain in the hell realms for a very, very long period of time. And then similarly, if we speak about the sufferings that, suffering of the preta realms, it is, again, it's very inconceivable. It is something that cannot imagine the suffering those preta realms, preta beings are undergoing. And then we look at the animals. There are a lot of sufferings, unconceivable sufferings, again, even within the animal realms and so on. So all of this are the rebirths with tremendous amount of sufferings as a result of engaging in negative deeds.
Ambo meseki ki mi nuwa ndapu da, anjo nuwa ndapu, anjo ku moko ken ndapu da, ye mesi asa ndapu. Tenda yina, ya mi luten lena penmari ku chi senyo nda sosaka anjo ku tu nasa liyan doku guruwa, mi mugu machi manda ki. O tenda yina, mi yinba la penku yomari. Ano tenda mayi kingi tanda, ambo meseki, nga meseki, ane kawul nuwa, tenda mayi ki, ane kaki chi mi yinba la, Chi medasagi, chi ya nambigi chi digi, medasa, nandikin nambigi chi medasagi, tanda nichina mingi nonne megu majuma. Tanda nataki, the tari, nandun deta, puede tanda kanga in nambigi chi tasa, the luning and the luda luting, yakudiri. But tea tolo and the sosu chi tugi ina, and then nandu sosu rang nichin, dacha then by tambo nandu, the chiba chijani. Lutum, Nanata, anybody. And the cool quality in Banjo, Chichi, and Dusji, and then I just Sanji, and then I didn't jar and Bachini, Jakama party, then Lama Puller, then that you can print Lama Mumbo, then the Puer, the Jagaka Mumbo, Juni, Chichi, and the Yandra talking with him. Oh, Lutente, you told a kid to be Ina? And the money to the Lutente, Chet the Papa shooting the Jin, you just say Lutente, and so. I think
So out of all this, the rebirths within the six realms, the rebirth, and the upper realms, the rebirth within the upper realms, as a human realms, in other words, as a taking a rebirth within the human realms as a human beings, is said to be the most conducive of rebirth to practice Dharma and to free oneself from this, from the unenlightened existence. And so it is, that is what we call the precious human rebirth. And It is through this achievement of this precious human rebirth, one will then begin to embark upon the path that leads to liberations, or that leads to liberation, or the nirvana, in other words. So it is this human rebirth which really gives us an opportunity to, you know, free oneself from samsara and free oneself from those delusions, and finally to gain the state of enlightenment. So here, let's take an example of the Buddha Shakyamuni. And Buddha was not an individual who was an enlightened being primordially. He was not a primordially enlightened. He gained the state of enlightenment by means of engaging in the practice and having a proper understanding of what is to be abandoned and what is to be adapted. And so he did first cultivated a revulsion against the secular existence, and then followed by the cultivation of altruism, which is mind of enlightenment, which is also the awakening mind. And then finally, he gained the state of enlightenment. So similarly, if we recognize ourselves as a very recognize our rebirth as a human being, as a very precious human rebirth, which endowed with all freedom and leisure. With this recognition, it is important for one to then extract an essence from it by making one's human rebirth meaningful and purposeful. So then in the meaningful, how can we really make this human rebirth meaningful and purposeful is to, you know, engaging in the practice that enables one to engage in the wholesome deeds and overcoming the abandonment of the non-wholesome or the unwholesome deeds.
What an area. I don't want to choose you to the canary, isn't it? And I didn't my jibble chung chin children, and jibble chung with the tumble get the gym. The jibble chung with the tumble chick at the jiggies, and cheat jibala, and cheat jig, you think the yabo jiggy, my then draw it to when now I had to do some of the chair parson of the Nalina, and cheat jig, he gave my cheat, do you mind? And the name is that the cheat jig and the maid, you think you think of it. Tag so ki ma je ane se chen shen da se wa na ma tena se gi na ma ju se gi ro wa se chen se gi ro wa o ta ta su ma ba ju so de ka se chen so ki ba je a ma je ba so chen se chen da pa ki se chen da se chen gi du ni yo ro wa a se chen ma se gi na ku la pa dong ko ma da ta ne ku kel ma te ju se chen so so de na ji se wa du ni ka ji yo o te na gi ku du ni yo re du ni de gi kuro du ni yo de ken ro de da ga ju se sha de gi See, all those did. Well, I get in like a Kumako egg, debated ten like in June. And Luke on the Napasundi, so a chiba, Majimba, Mazamba Chivas. And Mazamba Chivas said, and dress security. That team, Mazamba Chulicho, don't let you not Julicho, and then for me, I'll do my son kind of number. And then I'm honest and about the next team you get another Mazamba Chucho with somebody. And so a chiba, Majimba, Mazamba Chivas, this one I showed you get this one, the aggregate. Luke.
So, how can we really make this human rebirth as a purposeful and meaningful by engaging in the practice of the Dharma? Is to first, as a for the initial stage, you know, for the beginners, one need to embark upon the small scope, the path of small scopes, which emphasizes mainly engaging in, abandoning the 10 non-virtuous actions and adopting the 10 virtuous actions. And so it is through the observation of the 10 virtuous actions and abandoning the 10, abandonment of 10 non-virtuous actions, one will then have a better rebirth in one's future life. And it is only through the observation of morality, your morality here literally refers to the 10 virtuous actions, observation of 10 virtuous actions will then lead to a fortunate rebirth in one's future life. So, so that speaking of the 10 non-virtuous actions, we have a three from three bodily actions, the non-virtuous actions, and four speech, and then the three in the mental acts. So the three mentally, acts. So those are what we call the 10 non-virtuous actions. And so as to the three bodily actions, the non-virtuous actions are killing, stealing, and sexual misconducts. So the four from the speech lying and slandering and gossiping and harsh words. So those are the four through the lies that we need to abandon.
Make khatu khatu pa ka mel chinge ba ji lo son da de khatu khatu pa ka ne me gi chubu gi chi de sun de gi na na ma de ke ni adre ke ni ba don do ni no a de tun du sun ni che me gi wa chi de me lu ten la tu gi de den du me lu ten dro.
So if we are able to observe those 10 non virtues, observe those 10 virtuous actions and abandon 10 non virtuous actions, then suddenly we'll be able to take a high rebirth. It is very certain that we will take a rebirth within the high realms.
And may you lute and lena ya, not a gifi and ambusan to the Kangachi. And then she hears a yogi, not ambusan to the Kangachi, Matan, the main Batangi digamendua, what does the Kanga, the one that is in the Kanga, the Sandy, me lute. And then she does, and then I told her, and then Gawachi Sagi, you know? And Tiji Lujilu Sandy lute and under the three, it's a good. I got them by the Kanga Tiji Lujigan, the Dumble Mazda, the Chiba, and this is your.
So this human rebirth is that we spoke about earlier, so precious, because within this, with this human rebirth that we have, we achieved, one can gain not only to liberation from samsara, but also to gain, able to gain the state of complete state of enlightenment within this lifetime. This is how precious the human, human rebirth, within the human rebirth, we have such a precious potential within the human rebirth. So therefore, it is important for us to recognize how precious is human rebirth and to make this meaningful and purposeful, by engaging in the wholesome deeds and abandoning the deeds of abandoning the unwholesome deeds. And so it says, if we recognize this human rebirth as a very precious and has the potential to gain the state of enlightenment, then one will gradually develop the interest in engaging and making this life purposeful and meaningful by engaging in the practice of the Dharma. And this will then lead oneself to eventually to the state of enlightenment. So if we do not put in efforts and take an initiative of engaging in the practice, such as abandoning non-virtuous actions and adapting to virtuous actions, it is not possible for one to gain the state of enlightenment. So if you look at the Buddha Shakyamuni, who has gained the state of enlightenment, and other beings like ourselves, you know, we were all same beings in the beginning. So we are all, taken rebirth within this secular existence from the beginningless time. And so the Buddha, the Shakyamuni Buddha, has gained the state of enlightenment. It is through understanding and recognition of precious rebirth and made his life meaningful and purposeful by engaging in the practice and gained the state of enlightenment.
No, 他这边今年的野生狗啊，都特别今年的那个，那狂野狗就刚刚没把子就么杀就给冻住去了。那你就能弄就这样一些，给不干这有那干这，我把没把给不说啊，给不行意思。这天还有嘛，这是刚刚的，说这个别绝绝的，你也得有安下有嘛的，立个掉的。那那样的狂的，你把就可以叫，你不满足，说狂的你把就呢，那样的别的嘛，他这边今年的野生狗啊，都特别今年的那个，那狂野狗就刚刚没把子就么杀就给冻住去了。
就可以叫，你不满足上，那就能弄就搞的就原来那个，原来那个，原来这个，原来就弄了就生个这个，那你岂不就没渣渣那的，蒙不就接了？哎，罗定那这个的，搞的么个搞的那可能，离个离了，那等等都那张也嘛都啥啥个的，对哩，说是离着要不的，跨了你半就被研究什么的截图，什么的截图呢？那呀，我的我。
年终三百斤，年终三百个头了，那多年都被黑了的个个的。那多年都被黑了，多年先去趟去让恩的嘛，对不？让什么对不？俺这当大几旅店的说什么的嘛？那俺这买了几件那帕玛的对个的啥呀？同样跟俺们不几出对个的。那等到这店里我去玩的嘛，都几个让恩的出，好这个主要有嘛的哇？那空巴的嘛，那这过个一年空巴的生意，零也没不。 是店主，店主是呢。那这里上呢，那说说让嘛，应该让出头发嘛，应该说说让我的出头发嘛，应该。俺就喊大几把的空，空他妈买一把，说说让哇，让出头发，让我的出发店里面落去，得了他妈买一把是当真的。那这个像那个说，俺就阿里是呢，买的俺就让有嘛，让出有嘛，离个高贵的嘛，就可以结婚的哇。
那困难那肯定俺都没的，那困难那干那的，咱俺都困难，困难那肯定没一把，让嘛一个，让出对吧？没一个，大概碰过了他，大把，咱今年你看刚才就有的意思，等于嘛的，等那意思的，困难，这不搞不自己，我那了，原来店里我阿里嘛都啥子，从俺家要跟个买几个做啥，等那个店里我们说说俺等那用的，俺说说让嘛一个，让出没得看的。 让俺的这边东，现在大连晓不得给那东尼这边老现在得的，哎，等那东尼这边老得了，那年终的三八三的，老多呢，那快的这边他爸是大中华的国防团在这里，那那快的他们是经济，但是你完了不，这个拿去个农民给个大中，是让给大中，那俺这大人吃点蚂蚁弄的，俺那个就农民都帮产产的，俺那可了，经济。
So
then we spoke about the fortunate realms, the taking rebirth within the fortunate realms as a result of engaging in positive deeds or the virtuous deed, the 10 virtuous deeds in abandoning the 10 non-virtuous actions. And then we gain this, to gain this state of human rebirths and so on. And so now, again, gaining this human rebirth alone is again not ample. It is not as adequate to gain this state of enlightenment. So what we need on top of that is to understand that. Free human rebirth that one has is really propelled by, again, delusion and karma. Because we are not free ourselves from the samsara. We're still within the samsaric existence. Taking rebirth within the samsaric existence is not with no choice, in other words. It is propelled and forced by your delusion and karma. So now, not only that you long to achieve this rebirth within the higher realms, but also you cultivate genuine aspiration to attain liberations or the freedom from cyclic existence. So then, for that, then we need to understand the teachings of the Four Noble Truths, and with this understanding, then one will able to know understand the suffering nature of the cyclic existence, suffering of the cyclic existence, or suffering of samsara. Having once you are able to understand, once you have gained the proper understanding of suffering of cyclic existence, then one will able to cultivate a revulsion against the cyclic existence, and have a strong wish to gain free from this cyclic existence. And so what we call then one is actually embarking upon the middling scope, the path of middling scopes. Not only that you would like to gain the state of high rebirth, but also to genuine wish to free yourself from the samsara or the cyclic existence. So then with this is what we call the renunciations, the cultivation of renunciations. Then on the basis of cultivation of renunciations, then one needs to cultivate what we call the wisdom that understands the ultimate nature of reality. Because until and unless you understand the mode of existence of things and events, you will not be able to free yourself from samsara. Because the very condition of this condition of taking rebirth within the samsari existence is actually forced by the ignorance. So until and unless you are unable to understand the mode of existence, the ultimate mode of existence of things and event, you are not free from the ignorance. You will be still under the control of ignorance. So you will still remain within the cyclic existence. So therefore, to overcome the root cause of this, overcome the root cause of all this samsara, one need to understand ultimate nature of reality, or one need to cultivate wisdom realizing emptiness. So what is meant by the ignorance that ignorance that really binds us within the cyclic existence? How this ignorance really binds us within the cyclic existence? It's because the ignorance give rise to all kind of negative thoughts and emotions, which leads to all this volitional act. Then volitional act will then enables us to accumulate negative karma. Then the karma will force us to take a rebirth within the cyclic existence. So this is how the ignorance actually binds us within the cyclic existence. So if you are able to understand the root cause of all the sufferings is ignorance, then you will genuinely look for the antidotes or the remedy for this ignorance, which is the wisdom realizing emptiness. So now, with speaking about the ignorance here, let's take a simple example of how the ignorance really perceive ourselves, I or me and myself. And so we actually take it for granted how the things, the I that appears to self, I appears to self, oneself, and I that really exists are very similar. You take it that I that appears to us as the actual I, in other words. And so we are unable to understand the disparity between that I appears to I and I really is, the actual I really is, the actual mode of existence of the I. So we are always, perceives I or the self, and this misperception will then always lead to a arisal of the other negative thoughts and emotions that propels us into puts us into the action situation of engaging in the negative acts and so on. So therefore, in order to eradicate, in order to dispel all of those, one need to really cultivate wisdom that understand the emptiness, and then finally gain the state of liberation or become oneself at the arhats, or the four destroyers. So what is meant by four destroyers here is the four here really refers to the inner four. There's indeed Buddha has Buddha stated that one must not look for one's enemy elsewhere, but it is within us. This is what we need to destroy. This is what one needs to gain the victory over. So therefore, once you gain the victory over your ultimate state of enemy, then one will become a four destroyer, which is known as the arhats.
ta lang de la ti jin chung lang yu lang thung lang gung lang me lu lang su de ตาลองอ่ะสุจังอ่ะอยู่ตาตัวสังฆาเดงอ่ะชูเขี้ยชูเลยนั่นที่เนี่ยตาลองอ่ะสุเลนี่โดนโดนโดนเลยตาดูมันเนี่ยตัวเป็นงานยังอยู่ทุ่มมาหมาดีปังเสียจูดงานอะไรทุ่มมาหมาดีปังเลยงานร่างเงินมาดีปังร่างสมาธิปัสสาวะทุ่มมาหมาดีปังเลยตลอดโลบาร์คือเขี้ยงอะไรก็สุดสมัยแบบตัวเก่งก็ตัวนี้ตัวเป็นเฮโร่ตลอดไอ้จังชูกิเซนต์กิเซนต์เลยนั่นดูสิจีเนี่ย そうなんじゃな、どんな、こんなんやろうな、こう、こうやってたぱーせ、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、どう、 ဒီမှာရေးစားကြတယ်မကြီးနုညေကြုံနေစမ်းကြည့်ကနပါတဲ့ငန်းတို့တဲ့ကငန်းတို့ကြီးကြွားရောမာရီထားမေပြီနပါတဲ့ငန်းတို့လူတင်တဲ့ချုံပါဒီနပါတဲ့ငင်းနဲ့ငန်းတို့ကတင်းကြီးနေရတယ်တနေ့မှတင်းကြီးနေရမှာငင်းကြာကြတဲ့ဂျာရမကြီးဂျာကံပါတဲ့ကံစမ်းကြည့်ထားခဲ့တယ်ရေးတဲ့ငန်းတို့မှာချူဆုံကတဲ့ငန်းတို့မျိုးစင်ကြည့်ခဲ့ခြင်းငင်းနေခဲ့ခြင်းနဲ့ချူငန်းတို့ကိုကြရမှာဆိုရင်ဒီက 안에 건 타메베 주풍들 나죠 사죠 강가 용조 때 용화 나신데 응 근데 자르면 저 코노라 농부디 타메베 나빠때면 타메베 가르다지 동에 놓아지 또 농지 여기 타메베 나빠 충마지 예 그래 때 그랬던다 가르래서 등다지 마던 안들 님이 까메비 리레 마도 게 산지리 다저템 자르면 저 바바 지렌지 야까만 버리 我在那几天的爸爸当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当 Minshi gintal patah na ki tuni tunkan rimo chari. Tunglaa se tungpa ningun sun to togun. Tunglaa se tungpa ningun sun to togun. Tunglaa se tunglaa pache manaa se ngende. Ta tiyo namo nepa nepa tiko chirum. Nanti la togun da namo da pancha na dobo vatsu chen na gunaa la ri gochi. Tunglaa tere, tunglaa da la tunglaa pache manaa nanti la ito eki sun. Tene gunaa iru, gunaa da la ko. Chindi chu sun chi sun le sun 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 pa ti go che ni and then go no gi gi no mo de kar re sa na to ma ko jo den ka ta se ti ra pa de re gu na ko se pa ang ra de ti de tha mo de re na ti na do go jo do se che ni ta mo bu gi re sa ani ya sa na ja de ti ji sho de ka se ti ya ji ki te
So then here we spoke about the embarking upon the middling scope of cultivating a revulsion against cyclic existence and understanding the nature of suffering of cyclic existence and longing to achieve freedom from cyclic existence. And it is done through by means of understanding, by means of cultivating wisdom, realizing ultimate nature of reality, will free oneself from cyclic existence and become an arhat, which is the four destroyer, and who actually destroyed all the gross level of delusions and become an arhat. And such an individual will not take a rebirth within the cyclic existence, uncontrollable rebirth within the cyclic existence. In other words, will not propel by their rebirth will then be not propelled by the delusions and karma. So, however, this gaining the state of liberation alone is not adequate here. Again, there are more enlightened, more spiritual realizations need to be gained. need to be cultivated or accomplished. And so this is the complete state of enlightenment. So how the arhat will then move him or herself to proceed to the state of enlightenment is by understanding the suffering nature of all sentient beings. So though that one have gained the state of liberations from samsara, yet at the same time they would see infinite sentient beings who are under the domination of the delusions and karma. In turn, they undergo tremendous amount of sufferings. So therefore, those arhats will then become very awakened and become very aware of the suffering of other sentient beings, and then cultivate a genuine wish to not only to free, it's adequate to free themselves from the suffering, but also to importance of overcoming the suffering of all the sentient beings, because it is not appropriate for gaining oneself as it says, you know, liberations and leaving all the sentient beings behind, because all those sentient beings are equally important important as we consider oneself as very important to free from sufferings, in other words. And so therefore they will then embark, which will then lead themselves to embark upon what we call the Mahayana path, or the path of higher vehicles that enables one to then cultivate bodhicitta. So bodhicitta is the sentiment that focusing entire sentient beings and having a genuine wish to free entire sentient beings from the sufferings. And their purpose of... when we look at their own situations, their own conditions, it is not possible for... Speaking about the arhats, it is not possible for them, though they are free from suffering, but it's not possible for them to, you know, lead all other sentient beings from the complete state of, you know, enlightenment without their own, without, you know, gaining the statement of complete state of enlightenment of their own. So therefore, they will strive to actually gain the state of complete enlightenment. So then it becomes that their very purpose of gaining the state of enlightenment is for the benefit of all other sentient beings, working for the welfare of other sentient beings. And their very purpose of gaining the state of enlightenment is to benefiting other sentient beings, being freeing, wishing a genuine wish to free the suffering of all other sentient beings. It is for their purpose. They seek not only the liberation that they have achieved, but also to gain the complete state of enlightenment. So without gaining the state of complete state of enlightenment, it is not possible for one to then fulfill the wishes of entire sentient beings. Because once you have gained the state of enlightenment, then one will have all those qualities of freeing entire sentient beings from the suffering of cyclic existence. And by means of their teachings, because if without gaining the state of enlightenment, regardless of how much spiritual realization one may have, and one will not really able to free all other sentient beings from the suffering of cyclic existence and free them from the delusions and afflictive emotions and so on. Because if you have gained the state of enlightenment, then enlightened beings, when they come across with the suited disciples and the receptive being sort of the disciple who are receptive to their teachings, and then their teaching are very effective because their way of teaching the Dharma, the spiritual teaching, will to their disciple will be somewhat totally different than the teachings that is given by some other spiritual teachers, because they are the enlightened beings will really have a proper understanding of the disposition of the individuals and the inclination, their spiritual inclination or the mental inclination of the individuals. So their teaching will be very, very much suitable for all those disciples. So therefore, we find the teachings of middling scope, teachings of the small scope, teachings of the great scopes, and the teachings of Mahayana and Hinayana. And within the Hinayana, we have two different vehicles and so on. So it is all the purpose of this to suit the mentality of the disciples or the disciples. So it is through this kind of state of complete enlightenment is gained through the unification of the wisdom and the method, which is a method here refers to the compassion or the bodhicitta or the mind of awakening, the awakening mind, in other words. This is accomplished mind of enlightenment. And so this, again, here are because the cultivation of wisdom and cultivation of the bodhicitta will not again take place in overnight. So it needs again to go through a proper sequence of how one can gain, of how one can actually reach the complete state of enlightenment. So then this the five the path. When we speak about the stages of the taking on the stages of the gaining the state of enlightenment, then the five the path or is then coming into picture. The path starting from the path of accumulation, path of preparations, path of seeing, path of meditation, and path of normal learnings, or path of normal learnings. So then again, if we go through a detailed explanations, we will not be able to complete all this today. So I'm just giving you an outline of those path. So within the path of accumulation, there are three divisions, and within the path of preparation, there are four divisions, and then within the path of seeings, there are primarily there are given three divisions, and then there are gomlam, which is the path of meditations. There are many stages. And so then once you have completed all those paths, then one will gain the normal learning, will then gain the state of, will then lead oneself to the state of, complete state of enlightenment. So so all of those enlightened beings, the way they gain the state of enlightenment by embarking upon those stages of the path, their free accomplishment of their enlightenment have acquired instantaneously. They went through a proper sequence of all those paths, the stages of the path, and abandon all those respective negative states of the mind or the delusions by applying the respective antidotes towards those negative states of mind and so on. Then they gain the state of enlightenment. So therefore, we find that all those enlightened beings, such as Buddha Shakyamuni, and then in our time, the perfect example for the enlightened beings, such as His Holiness Dalai Lama and His Holiness Karmapa and so on and so forth, they all have gone through those stages of the path and they gained the state of enlightenment. So though they have gained complete state of enlightenment, they have come into this particular existence, that human existence, for the benefit of other sentient beings in the form of ordinary human beings, and going to, you know, engaging in the act of teacher and masters, and to benefit all the sentient beings, and leading sentient beings to the spiritual path to gain the state of enlightenment. So, Kishla is saying if you have a question, so we can ask some questions. Okay.
Could you please explain the three sufferings, the three kinds of suffering? Dungesum, taking Dungesh Yurvas, Dungesum Sejitonsons, Dungesum de Teshish Naranasun.
Dungesum de Nai Dung, Chi Dung, Fi Dung, 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 Dung,
Dung, Dung, Dung, Dung, Dung, dungwe dungwe kyoe dungwe kyawa dungwe 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 dungwe
dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe
dungwe
dungwe dungwe
dungwe
dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe
dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe
dungwe
dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe dungwe
So
the suffering of suffering is the first, and the suffering of change is the second. And suffering of conditioning as the third is also known as the suffering of pervasive suffering, it's also called. And the suffering of suffering is the sensational, the physical suffering, that's the obvious suffering. That is, this so far as suffering is concerned, this suffering is recognized as the nature of suffering. Even by the animals, suffering of hunger, thirst, and illness, physical illness, and so on and so forth. This is, suffering of suffering. And then the next is the suffering of change, which is a pleasure of experience we normally consider as the happiness, which at the root of this pleasure of experience or the happiness, it has a tendency of, having becoming a suffering. It is the nature of sufferings. and then the pervasive suffering is here for, literally refers to the nyawalim bipubu, which is the contaminated the aggregates that we have. Contaminated aggregates.
Go a little bit more into detail about the contaminated
aggregates. The subject is
Sabji Pumbu thing and the conditions. Sabji Pumbu thing under the
Sapa
the Gino. Sapa is Naji again, Saji again. Mumu is Saji Pumbu. That's a Pumbu the members of Tundan, and Saji Samaji Pumbu never Naji or Matajiomas. Saji Pumbu.
Contaminated aggregate is the aggregate which is in a vulnerable physical form that we have, which is subject to sickness and subject to illness and subject to death and so on. So this is what we call the contaminated aggregates that is pervaded towards entire spectrum of secular existence. So unless you gain the uncontaminated aggregates, we are always subject to illness and subject to death and so on, aging and so on.
So, enlightened beings, I understand that they want to come back, but before they do, where do they go when they pass on, when they die?
Sanje ani chik semjen dön je ali ani chik ta tame be nam jo number 2 je tan da bena mi ke wa ro den de le ji te chik de je tan da le pe go ro bas je san de ma pe be di pe san ne de je tan da semjen san de ka zo man zo ko le ya de ma ye ge ko we ne le ma pe kon le ya 공부전에 이게 코인에 랭게 마페 공을 거합해 버렸지 빨아들이야. 아. 어, 디스도.
가 봐.
또 그런 공부조 잡으러 와.
공부조 들어 와.
양게 코인에 랭게 마심진 되지 패기로 봐.
맞아.
네 마페 빨아려 거합해 버렸어.
딱인 진이라.
그래서
진 나지 엄마 자기 엄마 딱인 라마도 딱인 답이서 눈이 되면 다 눈이 요 맞아. 딱인 짓들어.
So so here again you know it is important to understand that when we speak about the Buddha's, you know, coming back to this existence to, you know, to teach the Dharma and benefit other sentient beings, that doesn't necessarily that someone pass away and go to other place and come back. Even without passing away, we couldn't say that our that millions of Buddhas, or we could say the thousands of Buddhas and millions of Buddhas, they're always, you know, coming back in a different form. That doesn't mean that they pass away and then come back here. They emanate in a different forms and to the help of other sentient beings. However, if you take other, you know, enlightened beings who pass away from this life and then coming back to this life, a sort of example of His Holiness. But during the time, in between their, you know, coming back to this existence, and after they pass away, and they are not, you know, going through the intermediate state as we ordinary beings do, and they will always have their what we call take care. They will be, you know, take and not a who could say the derivative, or they will have a place where they can be what we call the pure realms. That they are pure realms. That's what he said.
So the Sikya Bhakti in the pure realms, those are the beings that go there.
Yes, they will, you know, come back to this existence and then to the benefit, for the benefit of other sentient beings. So, therefore, according to the Buddhist classical, you know, the source, that we can't really judge someone as not enlightened beings, because enlightened beings will be in a many different forms. We will not be able to, you know, fathom his or her quality, regardless of how smart you are, how smart we are. We'll not be able to really fathom his entire quality, his or her entire quality. And he or she may be enlightened beings or the manifestation of the bodhisattvas and so on. So therefore, it says we should always be very careful with when we speak up, when we, you know, making sure that we should never, you know, speak bad about others and find the defects from the others and so on.
This is wrong. I don't know. 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 I don't
know. I don't know. I have no capacity to really know that who is enlightened beings, who is not enlightened beings. Not at all. For as ordinary beings, and we are completely, our perception is completely diluted. and we'll not be able to really understand who is enlightened being, who is not enlightened.
Sir, how would you recommend that we prepare to battle with our inner foe?
Can you repeat?
How would you recommend that we prepare to battle our inner foe?
Okay.
That's so strange in that niche. That tangi at again that Tajum Sunday Kaleta, Chidam and Nanda in Sumbravas. Teacher that Nanda than Yam de Yat, that's six or so Tabji Chialia, that Gartarichi Wores.
Nanda
than Yam to the Kanda Zingalia, that car is Yasham and Gargor singing of it.
What is the dear Guru? When you told you not to need to Guru, Yamotuna Kuron Gyadun. Mel Pensation and Karish, the Negri, no more Tabi hitting, and then the manager and the children at the next year that the penguin is. She's on the Kurtame the Tola. Don't want to be here and to go Marnegami was there.
So, this is the entire our, you know, practice of the Dharma is all about, you know, preparing for, you know, battling with our inner foe, inner enemy. And if we are, our practice remains, you know, somewhere else, and then our inner foe, you know, if you remain somewhere else, then it will really not affect this. Your practice will not become effective. Because for practice, starting from taking refuge, right from the beginning, it's a preparation. It is preparing you actually, you know, trying to defeat, to trying to have a battle with your inner foe. Everything, the practice that you do, taking refuge, generation of bodhicitta, meditation of you know, impermanence, renunciations, and, you know, compassion, and all of those are, you know, preparation for, you know, battling, having a battle with inner foes. And in order to eradicate, you know, uproot that inner foe, then we need to cultivate wisdom, realizing emptiness.
Does the awareness of the idea of self, which creates separateness, does that awareness somehow impact in a positive way the suffering of others? Does that change my awareness of that?
Can you repeat once again? I just have to put it.
Does the awareness of the idea of self and how that creates separateness from all of us, does that awareness impact change in other people to ease their suffering in a way? Or does one person's awareness of that create change within others?
That's also Damelia Gochavina, and the Gochavi Kenji, Michambalia, Michambalia, Pendo Togre, sings a single remendo. Never several minuto in your Kosumuko Kalavana.
This was then the Chago in Patrulia. Chugi Dick Pemina Patrulia, the Chalice at Donden under the curve, I gave you in the curve, did you not show on the green Gurua?
No.
Mada.
No. So again here, it is important to understand that, you know, when we talk about being aware of self, and, you know, we are always aware of self, right, all the time. When you talk about I, my, me, and there's a self always involved. But the problem is that we are not sure the self that we really think that is the real self is the real or not. And if your understanding of self is the correct way of understanding the self, it's not an inner appropriate mentation, in other words, then, you know, suddenly, that not again, you're aware of the appropriate way of understanding self will not really, you know, right now benefit other beings or change the, you know, suffering of other beings. But it is through your own understanding, you can share your through your own experience with other beings, and this will then give, you know, a hope of changing the other sufferings.
In the proper sequence that you gave tonight about applying the methods of the means. My question is, it seems to me that, at least that how I interpreted it, that the Buddha Shida or the Buddha Sattva is ultimately a way of obtaining some mastery in order to teach other people, or at least share with them information so that they can use it for getting over their own stuff, rather than like trying to like physically go and save someone. You teach them how to get free of their own stuff. And my question is, if you don't have, say if you don't have the potential of being a teacher, what other means and processes, like becoming an arahat, you know, in that given case, it seems like it's a good thing because you're free from suffering, but then in the end, you're still stuck with not for the sake of other beings. And I guess my question is that if you're not a teacher, right, if you don't have the ability to teach, then what other means do you have to awaken other people to their dilemma, whatever that is?
Can you repeat it? I didn't really get the essence.
If you don't have skill as a teacher, what else can you do to help other people?
If you are not enlightened, in other words.
Yes. If you have some understanding, but you're not a teacher, how else can you help people to alleviate their suffering?
Given that you've already become a heart, like, or you're close to that.
Yeah, well, he said it was a process of, he said that the proper sequence, and that's what,
right.
That's what
right.
The question.
Tachik susu yang chik tajumba chabi ne insari ta kuya.
Ah.
Susu tajumba iku wang tobe ne le. An chik san ye kuya liya inge zong kurubas.
Ande.
Zong yang ten duja ki kamdang meba tamje liya chik. Meba du tunbi ane chik chue tun chik kunzu dunga le tatab liya. An wane chik chue yang tabu dunga le inji minji san ye kuwa kudubas. Che san ta di tajumba dike liya an chik karjian da kunzu liya. Kono san ge mar ne kanda tajum be gobon to re dungel tar ta re ine konzul ya ta dige sik chue de ya nyoba me bo karinas
no kro ya rang te ar di kwal de ta ba to de ro se je dang ji de ne dang ji de ya ku ji la yong go ma ne ta ka re de ge dang ba tu ji de ne so se ji de ne mo de dungel de san ma ta ba ro wa san ji ge dang ji chang shi chue de sen ji yen ge de ne kono san ji ya re ma to kono che bo ga bo ne si ji ge ma ro wa kono do ji ne ge gen de do jang na mi ki si ro Again, the thing is that the Kurong, the knocking, the Sanjay told, because the knocking, the Kurong, the Jenny, again, the judgment you took here to Gura. Again, the understanding, again, the Dujana, Mikizera, Yendu.
So it is again here right from the beginning of the cultivation.
Good, Karasun, Karpengu, Sanjay, Mangu, Changuri. She tipa Changu, Karasun, like a pen.
So cultivation of renunciation is different here. For the arhats, we talked about arhats. We're referring to the, you know, arhats of the lower vehicles, right? It is the Hainan arhats, such as arhathoods of Sharvaka and arhathoods of Pratyekya Buddhas. There are two different types. And their way of right from the beginning, their way of cultivation, renunciation, is recognizing their own suffering as a suffering, and their own suffering as a suffering, and trying their best to actually free themselves from the suffering of secular existence. And there's no, you know, involvement of cultivating the great compassion towards all other sentient beings. And this theory really then again limits their ability to know, to gain the complete state of enlightenment. It actually, you know, it will not actually then lead themselves to the overcoming of the obstacles to omniscience, right? So there are two kinds of obstacles, obstacles to liberation, obstacles to omniscience. So this kind of cultivation of renunciations understanding, cultivating wisdom, realizing emptiness, and gain the arhat roots. It's only aiming towards the elevating suffering, one's own sufferings. And that really limits their ability to interact, counteracting the obscurity and the omniscience. They are still a subtle level of the defilements are still there. Therefore, their mind is not as awakened as a Buddha's, who could really read the other's mind, who could really understand the mental disposition and the spiritual incarnation of all other sentient beings. Therefore, though those beings may give a teachings, but this won't be as effective as the teaching that is given by the Buddha.
So the motivation, their motivation would be correct if they had a proper sequence, is what you're saying. But if they don't have a proper sequence, they're stuck. But if they have a proper sequence, would it be acceptable to go for the arhatship first as a proper sequence if you knew that ultimately once you attain that level you could move to a higher level, in order to teach or in order to do other the six perfections or ten perfections in order to help other beings. It seems like there's like a gap. It seems like because of their ability to stop or where they're by in nirvana and they don't go out of that. That's why it's incomplete. And it seems like if there was some kind of a bridging gap, a bridging aspect, that there was a proper sequence, if they had attained more knowledge from omniscience, then they could actually complete the complete result of that generation stage rather than just the being stuck in nirvana.
So is this question or?
Yeah, just a comment.
I'll try to summarize this. Yeah, how to make a question to you.
Andrew Sungu Mendo. Tangai de koi de lungu shu shi do. Ni ko tawa tawa shi ra tung mendo kora ngi. Kora de shi ra chal di. Ko nyande topsa rwas, nyande topsa nyande ne degi kanza shade rwas. Ndi ta digi ta di karso ta duje ki kamda mewa di ni che sung mato kare kandere shi na sangu duksa dharare shi inzara inda ko chewa randa reme dode.
Kwe ndere kanda mewa tenpa ji ku da chomba zanji reme te tuga ma di sanji semyo di kari in tanga cheni kwe desi. Da chomba da kunung kuwaal tapa zan reme te sanji nangi kwe cheni tuga ma rwa. この役割で食べてみるわ。何やねん、ちゅうのかねて、なじるもん、さんじ。さんじ、くくかり、ちゅうなかり、ペンギンとくかり、りゅうのさんじ、たばてをすんじるわ。ちでも、すんじねて、そんなたまの、そそこせ、このぐにばかりみたいな、こんどぐるわ。
So it is, again, there are actually two kinds of practitioners, we could say. One first there are one kind of practitioner which is also known as the average faculty, who possesses average faculties, who will then enter into the five paths of the lower vehicles, and then gain the arhat's roots, and then enter into the Mahayana path. And whereas another, what we call the advanced intellect or the faculties, will not really go through this path, but rather who would actually choose right from the beginning, who will choose to embark upon the Mahayana path, right? So Mahayana path of accumulation of merit. It is entirely depends on the one's own mental capacities. One will start from the lower vehicle and then become an arhat, and then you enter into the Mahayana path, starting from accumulation of merits and the path of accumulation and so on.
We'll say the dedication prayer starting on page 23. And then the mandala offering on page 24. And then we'll skip to auspicious wishes on page
28. Yeah.